apparent new strategy. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Russian forces appear to have refocused their attacks on Ukraine away from the capital as they have met with fierce fighting from Ukrainians.
Having been met by a really strong resistance around Kyiv and elsewhere, they now claim they were just trying to distract the Ukrainian military and are simply aiming at gaining back more Russia-leaning territory in the east. Whatever the twisted justifications are for Russia's brutality, Ukrainian President Zelensky has this terrible war on his hands. And every video appearance, he calls for more weaponry for his brave soldiers. In fact, it was just reported that they say they could use 500 Stingers, 500 Javelin, anti-tank weapons every single day.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Lviv. Ukraine's President Zelensky again appealed to Russia to negotiate an end to the war, but he says Ukraine would not agree to giving up any of its territory. The U.S. is calling for tougher U.S. sanctions against North Korea after Pyongyang said it test-fired an ICBM. At a U.N. Security Council meeting, U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said the U.S. would propose a resolution to update and strengthen Security Council sanctions, but did not specify what the measures might be. China and Russia proposed last fall to lift sanctions against the North, and today Russia said further sanctions would harm North Korean citizens. White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says as cases of the new COVID variant rise, there is no need to panic.
Over time, it likely will be the dominant variant. Worldwide, it's already about 91% of all the recognizable isolates.
Cases of so-called stealth Omicron have been going up in parts of Europe and Asia. Dr. Fauci says that could be due to a loosening of COVID restrictions. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A tentative agreement reached between the Minneapolis Teachers Union and the city's public schools, ending a weeks-long strike.
The collective action of our members has shown that strikes work. Yeah. We know that we needed fundamental change in the Minneapolis public schools, and that was a big part of what this is about.
Teachers Union President Sean Layden, the sticking points over pay, class sizes, student mental health support, and protections for teachers of color. The school superintendent calls the agreement fair. Students and staff are expected to return to class Monday. A Maryland judge has ruled the state's new congressional map is unconstitutional. It's the first Democratic-drawn map to be struck down during this cycle after a census. The Academy Awards will honor a long-running film franchise and another movie some consider the greatest ever made.
James Bond looks pretty good for 60, and The Godfather is turning 50. Both will be celebrated at Sunday night's 94th annual Oscar ceremony. The two will be a part of the overriding theme of the year, Movie Lovers Unite. Regina Hall, Wanda Sykes, and Amy Schumer will host the celebration. Earlier in the week, Schumer said that an invite to Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky was turned down by producers, but Packer said they couldn't comment definitively, but that the show and its tribute to Ukraine is still a work in progress. The Oscars air at 8 Eastern on ABC. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A new interactive exhibit focusing on Prince is set to open later this year in Chicago. The immersive exhibit will allow visitors to step inside the Purple Rain album cover and will include some of Prince's clothes and instruments, as well as a working mock-up of one of the studios at Paisley Park, the Minneapolis recording studio where Prince lived and worked. The exhibit opens June 9th. I'm Lisa Lacera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.